اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرج.
اللهم كل وليك الحجة بن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters all over the world, as you are hearing us, I really welcome you again to the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. So this series of Quranic sessions, as you know, are held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International School Network, and also, most importantly, in cooperation with the students of Xavier International School. So, we really give thanks to all of you. Thanks for joining us again. Inshallah, we are going to continue our Quranic sessions. But before that, we will recite a salawat, right? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for being with us.
Really
so,
good.
We were talking about how to make a pause, right?
Yes.
While reciting the Quran. So, we are out of breath, or even we want to stop, like, shortly recite the ayah of the Quran, yeah? So, what should we do? Should we make a pause and at the same time read the harakat with the letter? Or no, we can make a pause while changing the harakat to any other harakat, sukoon or any other thing. So three of them we talked. If it ends with tanwin fatha, we change it to alif maddi. If it ends with ta marbuta, the ta itself is changed to ha and the harakat is changed to sukoon. The third one was words ending with any other harakat other than tanwin fatha, we change it to sukoon. That we practiced, we were on Surah Yasin, practicing them.
Yes, we were.
Now let's go and continue practicing them, inshallah. Then after some verses that we practiced, we will come back again and talk about some other rules that can help us while reciting the Quran, and we want to make any pauses, right? Let's recite a salawat and come back to Surah Yasin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Hello.
So, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Page 440, Surah Yasin, Ayah 6, right?
6. Yep.
لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا
لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا.
Okay, inshallah, I will tell you. Look, did I make a mistake?
No.
Okay, so I made a mistake here. Who can find the mistake?
Can I say, sir? What we say, mad. When we stop, we shouldn't read the mad.
Why?
We should cut him, kill him.
Who says this?
Because we stop.
No.
Say it again.
We should kill the mad. We shouldn't read.
We should kill.
We should eat the mad.
Okay, we should eat the mad.
Yes.
Are you mad you're eating the mad?
No, is this mad, a biscuit?
Mad.
Okay, mad. So, great. That's one of the rules, okay, that when the letter ends with a mad, if you make a pause at that letter or at the word, you don't have to read that mad, okay?
Mad,
do
yes.
not stretch the sound. Do not stretch the sound, okay?
Yes.
Do not stretch.
So, now, how should I recite this? Look. لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا
لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا
So, if you stretch the sound or you apply the mad rule, okay, it means you're going to connect it to the next word. So, but if you do not connect, make a pause, do not read that mad. So, this is rule number 4.
Yes.
Okay? That it came here, so I told you. لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا
لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا
مَا أحسن لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا Why? تنوين فتحة change it to ألف مهدي ما شاء الله مهدي recite a salawat for مهدي اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد Okay, pay more and closer attention.
لتنذر قوما ما أنذر لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم
فهم Okay, why?
Because if we stop here, we should...
Yeah, we have to change it to sukun. Why did you say أنذر? We'll take back our salawat from you.
Because of it.
Okay. Then recite, okay? Listen up and practice. So if I make a pause on undhira, the word, so the letter ends with any other harakat, other harakats, not the tanwin fatha, yes? I have to change it to sukun.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
لتنذر
قوما ما أنذر لتنذر قوما
Unzira, no.
Because I think we should continue.
Yes, Michi.
Don't
yes,
think.
Let's continue
okay?
the whole ayah.
Focus.
So
now I will read the whole ayah.
Yes.
لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنذِرَ أَبَا لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا
Was it correct?
Yes. No, for you, no.
You say, no, sir. No, sir.
For
there's no
med. Well,
there's no
med.
Sure, there's no med. Because you stop.
When we stop, you don't read the med.
We all made. We all
sir,
got
you
it wrong.
So you changed the med to a sukun.
We all got it wrong. You know
Except
why?
Except for me.
No, all of you got it wrong.
It's me. So I read whole of the ayah.
You know what was the mistake?
The mistake was do not read the med.
Yeah. No.
I didn't read the med.
No. That was a mistake, but the whole thing we recited was wrong.
Yeah?
Because aba uhum together it's a word. We didn't have the middle of one word, we just cut the word.
And
the
sir, why you
yes,
said
sir, but I didn't.
Why?
Sir, I didn't.
You should have
read that. Didn't.
For
sir,
example,
I didn't.
We say father, and instead of father, Mama. You say fa. If you say fa, your father, okay, does not pay attention
you
to
you. You know when people say
you have to say father.
Father and mama
right?
first.
So, Aba Uhum means their fathers.
So, here is written Mamma.
Mamma.
In Urdu means mother.
Okay. Mama. Ready? Okay, this time I have to read the whole word, okay?
So, after this, tell the translation.
I can tell the translation because I know.
Mr. Arabic, listen.
لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون
لتنذر قوما ما
This time we recited.
You're saying غافلون.
No, I said غافلون.
هذه awesome letter. غافلون.
غافلون. See?
I did say غافلون.
قوما. You should. Not قوما. مهدي. قوم. No. قوم.
قوم.
Okay. MashaAllah, this ayah we recited correctly, and we made a pause at the end of the ayah. We finished the ayah without any mistake, right?
Yeah.
Let's continue. Go to the next ayah. Ready?
Yes.
لقد
لقد خلق.
Where do you say خلق?
لقد
لقد. Was it correct?
لقد.
Was it correct?
Yeah.
One more time. Listen up. لقد
لقد. Ah no sir, it's
لقد
لقد.
That's the rule. That's the rule.
لقد.
Mr. Qalqala, that's the rule.
Sorry, sir.
Qutb Ijad.
Qutb Ijad.
The grandpa of the North Pole.
Okay, so rule number 5 tells you, if the letter, hey, if the word which you want to make a pause on, okay, if it ends with the Qutb Ijad letters,
yes.
Because you make it sukoon. If you have like, for example, you have Alif Maddi, that's something else, yeah? Tanwin Fatha, you change it to Alif Maddi, no. But when you make a pause, it has any other harakat, not tanwin fatha, so you simply change it to sukun, right? So the letter Qutb Ijad letter becomes saakin. When it becomes saakin, you have to produce a bouncing sound.
Yes.
Okay? Qalqala, the rule qalqala. So this is rule number 5, okay? Remember.
Yes.
So Mahdi, what was the rule? The rule is that if the word that you make a pause on...
any word that you make a pause on, if it's in the middle of the word, you have to continue the word and make a pause.
Okay.
But if you continue a pause at the last of the word, you don't say the ayah at the last word. I mean, no, the haraka at the last word. Like, let's say...
No, it's not a general rule, I told you. If we have tanwin fatha, you don't kind of skip that haraka. You change the haraka to something else.
No, you change it to sakin.
You don't pronounce the haraka. You change it to alif maddi. You say it. Wahajan, wahaja. It's not sukun, right?
No, no. So, it's like a normal harakat, like...
Normal harakat, yeah. Other than tanween fatha.
But with a tanween fatha, it's a...
That was rule number 2 we talked.
Sorry.
Mahdi. Now, okay, the next rule number 5 tells you that if...
That I don't know.
Yeah, rule number 5 tells you if the word that you want to make a pause, make pause on, okay? If it ends with Qutb Ijad letter, because the harakat is changed to sukun, so the Qutb Ijad letter,
qaf,
ta, ba, jim, dal, changes to sukun, becomes saakin. So when they are saakin, we have to produce bouncing sound, yes? Qalqala rule. So how? For example, this. Okay, this. Look at this word. Laqad.
Yes.
If I say laqad, that's wrong.
Laqad is wrong. Laqad.
Yes. How, Mahdi?
It's like you pronounce a sound, a bouncing sound at the end, but you also pronounce a very fast time, like لقد, like you stop immediately.
Yes.
Right after you're done with the bouncing.
Great, with the bouncing sound. Okay. How do you say in Halusin? لقد.
لقد.
أحسن. You don't need to, for example, pull up your hand. Okay. Just say لقد. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network.
And
we'll continue, inshallah. Yes.
Especially
we'll continue this surah, inshallah, after reciting a salawat.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الأكوان